USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israel has announced daily four-hour pauses in the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. The move aims to enable civilians in northern Gaza to relocate to safer areas and receive humanitarian assistance. Additionally, further aid is being facilitated through the Rafah crossing from Egypt. Following the U.S. airstrike in Syria, American troops have faced four separate attacks. On Wednesday, F-15s targeted a weapons facility in Syria utilized by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. The next day, the Pentagon confirmed at least four fresh assaults by Iranian-backed groups on U.S. bases in the Middle East. Officials emphasized that the U.S. is employing proportionate responses, aiming to avoid further escalation in the conflict. President Biden is commending the reopening of a Stellantis plant as a crucial component of the fresh labor agreement between automakers and the United Auto Workers Union. Talking to union workers in Belvidere, Illinois, Biden referred to it as a momentous achievement.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry. And now the auto companies were doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
He lauded the historic UAW contract negotiated with the three major automakers. For the second consecutive week, mortgage rates have dropped. Data from Freddie Mac indicates this week's decrease amounts to a quarter of a percentage point compared to the previous week. This reduction marks the most significant drop since the previous year. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's announced he will not seek re-election.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I've accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia. I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate.
It's believed the decision will give Republicans an additional Senate seat. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Kindergarten vaccine exemptions have reached an historic high. Data from the CDC, which assesses immunization programs covering measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, polio, and chickenpox shots, reveals a decrease in the number of children receiving these vaccinations compared to the period before the pandemic. This school year, vaccination coverage stands at 93%, a decline from the previous 95%. The FDA says a diabetes drug can now double as a weight loss drug. Lance Pry explains.
A diabetes drug from Eli Lilly is getting approved by the FDA to be used as a weight loss drug. The drug is called Mounjaro for diabetes and will now be called Zepbound when used for weight loss. Zepbound was shown in trials to yield over 20% average weight loss on higher doses over a 72-week period. That would make it the most effective weight loss drug on the market. The FDA approved the drug for those with obesity or those characterized as overweight with at least one health condition because of their weight.
Today, Jared Leto channeled his inner Spider-Man. The actor and singer revealed on the Today Show that he scaled a section of the Empire State Building to promote the global tour of his band, 30 Seconds to Mars.
I made it to the top, and I was just saying I saw my mother in the window of the 80th floor, and that was a nice surprise.
Leto climbed from the 84th to 104th floors, nearly 1,300 feet above ground. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.